Thank you for holding. Is this Jordan?
Yes.
Hey, Jordan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. They got me running around this office, but that's a good problem to have, let me tell you.
Absolutely. You bet.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. There's a price reduction that she requested. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your company?
I'm curious about it because I am a frequent user of Google.
Okay.
So basically, if I understand this correctly, say, you know, keyword search, they put that in, we would then populate within our radius. And
correct.
We would be, you know, basically the first one with the website and Facebook and all that stuff. Is that correct?
Correct. The Facebook is actually something separate that we will provide for you, and Facebook ads, but the, to be transparent, that doesn't show up on the first page of the Google search results. What they see on the first page of the Google search results is a condensed version of your Google business profile. So they'll have like your name, address, phone number, a link to your website, link to your reviews, and then you have the option of activating or deactivating the turn by turn directions.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's actually a really good question. Some people don't even ask. You know, they just kind of like, okay, yeah. You know. So I love that.
Right.
Yeah, but to answer your question, you get 15 different keyword terms or phrases as well. So it's not just window tinting, even though that's probably going to be your primary keyword. There's various other things that, you know, we'd want to list you for, even if it's like commercial window tinting, best window tinting company, right? Google has a system called Google Analytics that actually allows us to see which keywords in your industry are getting searched the most. So we won't have to play the guessing game. You'll go into like a client interview if you decide to move forward, and then the client interview technician will provide you with the top recommended keywords for your industry, and then you have a final say, obviously, on what you're listed for and where you're listed. That makes sense?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so I have actually filled out all the SEO paperwork and forms for Google and have done that already.
Right. Well, for Google Places, you have to have a spot become available. So it's like you can do all the SEO and the organic stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, even if you did it to a T or you had a professional in-house, the highest you'd ever rank is where HomeAdvisor is, and that would be, hard to beat, you know, because they're already working with a premier partner. They pay Google like $6 million every month to do this all over the country. And then they just resell you the lead, basically, once they get it. So, you know, maybe it costs them $5 in the grand scheme of things to get the lead, but they might sell it to you for $25 and three or four other companies for that same price, and then they'll charge all of you, whether you get the job or not, right?
Uh-huh.
So having a Google Places placement is one way to ensure that you're actually above that, and then the customers are able to call you directly off the first page without you having to pay per lead or click or call. Obviously, there is that flat monthly rate, and we have to have the spot become available, but that's why we're having this conversation now.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Okay. So I'm glad to hear that you've done that, though. So if you're already PIN verified, did you complete the PIN verification? It does say it was requested, but there's like a five-digit number on the back of it that you're supposed to input into your Google business page.
That's a good question. I thought so, but maybe not.
Yeah, it's not saying it was completed. It just says it was requested.
Okay,
no worries. We'll get that completed. But usually if you already have it completed, it makes things go a lot faster because that postcard takes a while to get to you in the mail. As you received it before, though, haven't you? It says it was requested.
Nope, I have not received that.
Huh, so it never made it to you, or you just...
Nope.
Okay, interesting. Wonder if it got mistaken for junk mail or something. Let me see if I can resubmit here. You're still in Ford, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. The 101 Crescent Avenue?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, we can resubmit it, but it takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. So You're not really going to see much traffic until we get that done. But between now and then, we can do all the client interview and all the legwork on the account. That way, it's ready to launch by the time that pin comes in.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let me get you some pricing here. You got texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. I'm going to send you a text with a link to the pricing page. That way you can see it. Instead of me just tell you. Now, she's saying you cover a 150-mile radius.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You have a crew or like a group of guys?
Nope, it's just me and really, I have a helper. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And really, it's just a part-time weekend deal, and it's becoming not. So.
Yeah. Well, you could say goodbye to that if we launch this. You know, it's, I mean, you're gonna.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're putting yourself out there, about as out there as you can get.
Yeah.
Okay. But 150 miles definitely changes the pricing structures. What I'm thinking would be smarter would be to just start with the Google Places placement campaigns, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And because the only way we can have you covering 150 miles is if we integrated the Google Ads. And those are the guys
right.
that you see with, yeah. Because the local Google Places placement, these guys on the map here, that's a 50-mile radius from where your pin is sent. And
okay.
that'll cover you for 15 different keywords for 50 miles. But I'm thinking we should start with that. And then if you expand or you grow, once the clients start coming in and you're making money, then we can talk about doing something bigger. But my goal right now is just to keep your overhead as low as possible, kind of steal you from Home Advisor or what you're doing now. And then, you know, we could always talk about growing you.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So if you open up that pricing page and you scroll down,
mm-hmm.
just underneath the Google Partner badge, you'll start to see some packages. You see those?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay. So you can go past these Premier SEO packages. Those are the ones that have the Google advertising in there, right? So what we're originally calling you about is the ones with Google Places. So you'll see Essential, Pro, Platinum. You see those?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So what my rep is asking me to do is to put you on the Platinum package. Okay, that one comes with all the additional bells and whistles. But what she wants me to do is to apply a new in business credit. She said you've only been in business for about a year and a half. So you qualify for that. The new in business credit will reduce the monthly cost on that Platinum package by 50% down to the Essential package pricing structure of $299. So even though you pay the $299, you get the Platinum bundle. Also, what I'd be willing to do, just to kind of one-up it, since I know you're using some other things and I want to get your foot in the door, I'll waive the setup fee that usually goes towards, like, your client interview, the name, address, and phone number cleanups, the campaign research and creation, and the landing page optimization. You already have your own .com site, so we don't need to build a website and do landing page optimization. And that's probably about $99 to $150 of what that setup fee usually goes towards right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll waive that entirely. So it would just be $299 out the door, and then I'd lock in at that rate. So as long as you're with us on a month-to-month basis, you'll keep that $299 pricing structure. Now, what I want to key on is in this Platinum package, the way this one's different from the other packages is obviously you have Bing, in there as well. It's not
mm-hmm.
Google, right? But it's more opportunity. You have Facebook ads, and then you have our popular directory submission. So you're on Google, Bing, Facebook, and then you got Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, all pages. There's about 60 directories in that popular directory submission, and we build and host
mm-hmm.
all those business profiles for you too. So we're basically trying to generate as many leads as possible from all platforms, even though 90% of your calls are going to come from Google, right? That's just what everyone uses. And then obviously you have a top recommended spot on that first page. And then, of course, review monitoring is in place, you know, for your Google listing. If you generate bad reviews, we give you an opportunity to dispute them. That's crucial when you're first starting out online. You want to make sure everything's coming out, you know, 5 stars, close to 5 stars possible. So we're in there with you making sure that that's happening. And then you also have a tracking system in this, so you could see all the calls, the clicks, the leads we're getting for you. There's a downloadable app. If you don't have, like, a secretary to answer the phone for you, there's a downloadable app where if you miss calls, it'll pipeline them. So it'll save, like, what service they looked up, what zip code they searched from, and their phone number, and then you can go call them back when you're available.
Okay.
Right? And then there's also a recording system in there. Obviously, if they leave a message, you'll be able to tell specifically what's coming off of Google as a lead rather than people just calling you regularly. Right?
Right.
And then the Amazon Alexa voice search, obviously, is a useful tool as well. So, you know, we're really covering all your bases. You shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. Obviously, with the exception of upgrading to, like, a Google ad in the future. But, like I said, that's always a bridge we could cross when we get there. We'll already have the business profile created and a business relationship established by the time you're ready for that. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $299, what do you think?
Well, I guess tell me, first of all, am I going to have a sign-in or how am I going to track my data? Would it be straight through Google or how does that work?
Yeah, so you'll have your own account dashboard and tracking system. So you'll be able to log into that and you'll be able to see everything that we're doing for you. You'll be able to see all the services that we have you listed for. You can even see the ones that we don't. Like, let's say in your client interview you pick this set of 15 keywords. It doesn't mean you can't see the other keywords still. You still have access to that, and if you ever notice some are working better than others, you know, we could always swap it out to your account management team here. That way we're keeping you in front of what's going to get you the most traffic possible.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and so we are month-to-month. We're not a term rate or anything like that.
Correct. Yep, we're going 30 days at a time, so we want you coming back at your own will. That's how we'll know it's working.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Sounds good. So I'm sitting here looking at, you know, what I'm spending and everything on this. You give me a good deal. Let me ask you, can we do like $250 on it? Because that's where I'm currently at with spending on advertising.
I can ask. It's just I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, put them on a pro. And apply that new in business credit, reduced it by 50%. 50% of $499 is $249, you know? But I don't want them cutting out Facebook advertising. Facebook advertising is not included in that.
Right, right.
In that package.
Yep, yeah. That's what I'm using as well, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's useful. That $50 will go a long way. As far as generating some local customers off of Facebook, especially with it being maintained by a Meta certified technician is what they call them now. We have a couple of them in-house that'll be maintaining that profile for you, making sure that you're not spending money on clicks or potential leads that aren't turning into business. So I mean, that's really the route that I can go. It would be a pro if I do it at $249, or I could do the platinum at $299.
We can always downgrade if possible, right?
If you don't like the Facebook advertising, are you saying like, oh, if you want to start out at $299 and then if you don't like it, you could always downgrade the package?
Right.
Or do you want to start out as $249 downgrade?
If we're going to do it, we probably need to start at $299 and then, you know, make sure, look at everything, assess it, and then downgrade it.
I'm pretty sure with the difference you see just comparing it to what you're doing now, you probably won't have any problem moving forward at $299. Because you got to remember, there's guys that are offsetting this at $599 each month. You know, we're not cutting any corners just because you're paying $299. So you're still getting that same service. So it's like if they could come back at that rate, you know, we shouldn't have any problem seeing you come back at half that rate. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
And obviously we're in there, we understand the circumstances that we're in, where it's like, you know, if you're not making money, we're not making money. So we got to get in there and make sure it's working for you. I think that's what separates our services from everybody else.
Yeah, for sure. Where are you guys based out of, John?
We're based out of Orange County, California. It's So we have a Fountain Valley location and a Costa Mesa, California location. We're right next to, mm-hmm. both of them are like to the left and to the right, basically, of where the Google headquarters is in Newport Beach.
I gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right. I think we can definitely look at it. Probably something we need to do. We can at least try it, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost 2023, so I'm pretty confident this will be a long-term marketing solution because the company that you're feeding off of to get your leads now is doing this. It's just they're not doing it for you independently. The reason they started doing this, and they started out as Service Magic, like back in 2010, but Google limits the top recommended to just a couple of guys, and they realized that that left out like a good 20, 30 other businesses usually, depending on the industry in the area. So they said, okay, well, if we start doing this for ourselves and we could put those other guys on the list and we could sell them the leads individually. So that's basically what you're using now. So you're going to go from that to cutting out the third party and letting the customers call you direct. I think you'd be really happy with what you see.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I say we give it a whirl. I mean,
yeah.
I've spent more money doing dumber things.
So. Well, I guess that's one way to put it. I have too, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I don't have at least one stupid transaction during the week, I'm not doing something right.
No, this isn't stupid. This is the best thing you can do for your company is getting it out in front of people who are already looking for your help in the first place.
Absolutely, yeah, right. And that's what we're all about. So we're trying to grow.
Yeah, we're just bridging the gap between you and the customers. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. We're going to submit it, and we're going to get that PIN verification sent out ASAP. In order to do that, I just got to verify some information. So on the first page of the Google search results, you can only have one phone number listed there. Did you want to use the current line that we're on?
Yes.
Okay, so 620-682-3754.
Correct. Yep.
All right. What's your last name, Jordan?
Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E.
Oh, I like that. That's awesome, Jay Steele. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing because I'm giving you the discount on that platinum bundle? That way you have it in black and white.
Absolutely. It's going to be Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at advancedtentsolutions.com.
And it's advanced with a D, right?
No D, just
no
advanced.
D. Okay, just like the business name, just Advanced Tent Solutions?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Let me update. Okay, that came back as valid, but I'm still going to try to send you a test email with my contact information. You get the emails to your phone? You'll be able to verify?
Yep.
Okay, here, I'm going to send it to you right now. It's just titled test. It'll be from a John H. at localsplash.com.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Let me know when you get that, and then I'll move forward.
Yeah. Taking forever.
Right? Did it go to your spam mail?
That's what I was just looking. I didn't see it in there.
Okay.
Nope, yeah, it did. Now it came in.
There we go. Okay. And then I'm going to text you my direct number and extension, too, so that way you can save it to your phone. I'll be your account lead. There is going to be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment, like building your website and everything and doing the client interview. But I'll be your point guy, so if you want something done quickly, you can still contact me.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm also the one that set you up with the discounted pricing structure, so if they're going, what the heck, and I'd be the one to explain it. All right.
There you go.
All right, and then for your .com, oh no, you already have this .com. Are you comfortable with us attaching this to the listing?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and hyperlink it now. And you own that domain, right? We don't have to worry about it disappearing later or anything like that?
No, I jumped on that, so.
Okay, good. All right, and then the 101 Crescent Avenue, we're going to send the PIN verification letter to you, but you have the option to either activate or deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. In layman's terms, basically what that means is you know, you can either have the address hidden or displayed.
Gotcha.
Okay. What do you want to do with that? You want me to hide it?
Yeah, since we are mobile, I'm in the process of building my shop. So.
Yeah. I assumed that that was the case, but, you know, we have to verify the calls are all recorded by Google. So the 101 Crescent Ave, you're still going to receive the PIN, but when you see your listing, it'll just say city, state, and zip. It won't actually have the street address on there, and the turn-by-turn will be deactivated until you let me know otherwise.
Okay.
Okay. Update. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Yep. Hours of operation are going to be Tuesday through Friday, and that's going to be 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
And Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. And we're going Monday closed.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 11. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 6. Monday closed.
Correct. Yep.
Let me go ahead and submit. Okay. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct, yes. Okay.
Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, all good?
Yes, all good.
Okay, perfect. I know the merchants charge different rates depending on what card they use. Sometimes my guys have me take them out.
Gotcha. Yeah, so far I still pay the fees.
Yeah, I know like Amex and Discover are usually the highest ones. I think Amex gets up like 5-6% sometimes, depending on what you qualify for. But even I had guys with the best credit scores telling me Amex are charging them 5%.
Yeah, they're charging 5%. The lowest I got is like 2%. So.
Yeah, that's usually Visa, right? And Visa and MasterCard. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got your business profile created. There will be a client interview. The client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. I'll actually call you, like introduce you to that client interview technician, and then hand you off and let you walk through that. But what's a good time where I can have the technician contact you to walk you through your client interview?
We could do 4 o'clock today, Central.
Okay, let me pull this up here. I think I can do that, actually. Let me just verify. I do have a 5 and 6 wide open, but let me ask if we could do the 4 to 5 here.
5 would work, Central.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you a text message about 4 o'clock just to remind you. And then if anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I can always reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible. The sooner we get that done, the sooner we can have you listed and making money. All right, so save. Okay, let me get you the invitation sent over to your email. And then we verified that email. You're going to get that message here. Let me just dash the client interview calendar. Boom. All right. And then let me just triple check everything. We'll get that. Perfect. Hold. You know what I need to send you is this email address. I'm going to send you this email address just in case. We could always resend it to you again later, but if you had any like photos or a logo you want added to the Google business profile,
okay.
Yeah, you could send it to that. So that way, that instead of them just clicking on your site to see your logo, it'll have it right there on your Google business page.
Okay, just go directly. Okay.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And I already got that you accepted the client interview. Beautiful. All right, so the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that, Jordan?
We can do that credit card.
Okay, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
This one, MasterCard.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. Jordan Steele. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. 5285.
5285.
Mm-hmm. 4601.
4601.
3134.
3134.
8832.
8832. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0725.
7 of 25, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
482.
482. Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with your company today, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. It's about a 60-second long recording. It's going to outline the service agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize anything, because we're going with the $299 package with the Facebook ads, right?
Correct.
Okay. So this is going to outline that it's still that full platinum bundle. I'll walk you through it. Okay. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner." It says, "To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?"
Advanced Tint Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jordan Steele, owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I do.
Sorry. It says 24 to 48 hours in quotes next to the reasonable period of time. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, run it by me so we can make sure that you're not, like, paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the online listings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract, and it's paid out 1 month at a time. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 27th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. And I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay? Now, it does state in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services, but we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I agree.
All right. So I'm going to authorize the first month's payment. It says, upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's going to have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. They're also going to email you a YouTube video that shows you how to use that account dashboard and tracking system. There's also a downloadable app that's going to be accessible to you. We have a specific technician in-house that helps get the business owners up to speed with the app. Usually the YouTube video will do it, but if you have any issues or you want somebody to kind of sit down and explain it with you, we have somebody in-house that helps with the app specifically at all times.
Okay.
So let me know when you receive those text messages. There is one that we're looking for that I'm going to need you to sign off on because of the discounts that were applied. It'll say, okay. Jordan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I believe it starts with, and I'll have like a link in there. Okay. Yeah, so if you click on that link, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing here in black and white. So this is also sent over to your email. You're going to keep that hard copy on file because of the discounted pricing structure. So this is going to outline like all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the very bottom, it's going to ask you to authorize that this was you, basically certify that this is your billing information. It's not somebody pretending to be you or fraudulently doing a transaction under your name. And at the very bottom, it wants you to sign off on it with your first and last name. You basically type it out into the box.
Gotcha. Okay.
So again, not a binding contract, but this is just to make sure you have everything documented on what we're doing with the discounted pricing structure.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. So our local bundle, Google Ads is $199, and we're doing Facebook Ads at $100 a month, basically.
Yep, exactly. We have to document it as $100. Really, what happens is we put $50 into it, and then we get credited another $50 because we're in the process of becoming a Meta partner. So we're able to get you $100 value out of that. But we put that in there so that way, you know, when you have your invoice and you go to your CPA and you write it off, everything's just kind of documented that way. It's on them.
Gotcha. Yep, I like that. That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's all on them instead of us. You know, they want to benefit from it, so they're the one who's gaining a long-term customer out of it.
So. Okay. Awesome. All right, I accepted that and sent that back.
Okay, perfect. So let me just confirm that we received it. All right, we got it here. And then there is a security question for your account. They're going to ask you this anytime anything has to do with, like, billing or if you make changes to your account, you know, just to make sure that it's you. And then you can also make sure it's us and not a different company contacting you. So that's something that you're going to also want to verify the security question so that way you know it's your actual marketing agency. So you have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name. You have your city that you were born in, or you can use your first pet's name.
Okay.
Which one of those?
Let's use first pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. What was your first pet's name, Jordan?
Okay, so it's Defie. It's going to be DEAFIE.
Okay. Let me make sure I spell it right on the re-enter. DEAFIE.
Correct.
Okay. Let me save. All right, perfect. That's pretty specific, too, so that's solid.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody will be able to fake that. All right, perfect. So that concludes our initial setup process. Obviously, I'm supposed to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. A couple things I want to put a point of emphasis on, obviously. The client interview, I got scheduled between 5 and 6. Like I said, I'm going to call you first. I'll introduce you to the client interview technician, and then I'll hand you off, and they'll take it from there. They'll go over the keywords with you, the service area, you know, make sure we're representing you properly. So it's pretty simple. They're not going to ask you, like, complicated questions that you wouldn't already know off the top of your head about your business. And then
gotcha. The
PIN verification letter, like I said, I can't stress that enough. I don't want to have to re-PIN verify you again. You know, that just takes a long time to come in the mail. I've had to do it before, and then I'm, like, pushing guys billing out and stuff, so they're not paying for those, you know. So it's a headache. Let's just try to get it done the first
absolutely.
Time, right? So mistake that for junk mail. You know, it says Google right on it. I just need you to text in, call in, email in, whatever's best for you, that five-digit number on the back. And then client interview, PIN verification. Oh, yeah, send in any photos or logo that you want to use for your Google business profile. But you could do that whenever. We update people's photos, like, every day sometimes on their website and their Google business profile. But you just send them to that email. We already have your number, your email on file. We'll know it's you. So you can just take it from there. All right.
Okay.
That's long-winded. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm still here with you. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, no questions or dumb questions. You know, I want to make sure this is working for you. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. I want to make sure that everything goes smooth until I see that, you know, you got the clients rolling in and you got the hang of it, and then I'll back up and let you do your thing.
Cool, man. Look forward to it. Appreciate you reaching out and looking for a good business partnership here. So.
Absolutely. Me too, man. It's going to work. I could tell because I feel like we're kind of culture and age. I don't want to age you, but I'm 31. I don't know.
Yeah, you're 31.
Okay. I was like, I feel like this guy's like my exact generation. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No
All
issues
right.
there.
Yeah, right? We're speaking the same language. Okay.
I got too much gray. Hopefully, you're ahead of me on that. I'm getting way too gray.
I know. I haven't had any of it yet, but I do have two kids, so I feel like they might be coming in any day now.
That's for sure.
All right, Jordan. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you between 5 and 6 for that client interview, okay?
All right, man. Sounds great. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.